Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes on Thursday, the 6th of August. And apologies in advance, quite a lot of stocks today. I couldn't narrow it down and spent more time trying to narrow it down than it would have taken to record all the stocks. So here we are. First stock is Duke Royalty, where we've had a higher low there versus May, just under the 20 pence level, gap through the falling wedge, which is normally a good sign, and the 20-day moving average at 22 and three quarters. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end-of-day close through 25, which is the 50-day moving average. But at least while we're above the 20-day average and we hold that gap for today, we could hit the March resistance line projection and the 200-day moving average area around 35 pence over the next few weeks. Next up, a stock which people seem to be jumping up and down about for various reasons, Fast Forward Innovation. I think we looked at the stock a little while back, maybe near 7 or 8 pence or whatever it is, something around that area. Current situation looks like we're heading for 11, which was, I think, the previous call, but we could stretch that a bit higher, up to maybe 13, and that resistance line projection from July, if we get a decent close above the 10 pence level, either today or as a weekly close. Stop loss, I suppose, back below the floor of the latest bull flag, so let's say 8.5 at the moment, maybe down to 8.25, if you can risk that much. I interviewed Leon Kurtzer of Jubilee Metals today, and it was a good update, obviously. Shares have gapped higher today, got a bit of resistance there. I suppose the main resistance on the chart post-October is just below 5 pence. Need to get a daily, weekly close, 5 pence plus. If we can get that, then looking at that April resistance line projection as high as 6.5 pence. Upside argument probably valid while, at least while we hold above the 20-day moving average, around 4.35 pence and probably, I suppose, down to the 4 pence level. So above 4 up to 6.5, the wider call here on Jubilee Metals. KEFI is a requested stock. I think I covered it not too long ago as a request, but can't get too much of a good thing, I suppose. Same story as before. We've got this rising trend channel from February. That's currently heading towards 2.6 pence. And at least while we're above that old July peak, the initial July peak of 1.87 pence on an end-of-day close basis, looks like we're heading towards 2.6 for KEFI relatively easily over the next 2 to 4 weeks. Kibo, I think it was another stock which has been requested today, quite a few of them, hence not being able to narrow down the universe. All about really breaking point three. I think that's the easiest thing to do here. The stock's really hung around, extended consolidation, sort of months of consolidation between 0.2 and 2.3 pence. Hopefully this is the final time that we'll need to try and break 0.3 pence. We'll just clear it. But 0.3 pence on an end of day close or weekly close is probably the best momentum trigger at the moment. If you're cautious and want to like make sure that the stock is on its way, wait for the 200-day line at 0.35 to be broken. The big target here through 0.35, the best-case scenario, would be a target up to the September resistance line projection from last year, way up at 1.1 pence. That obviously seems rather ambitious at the moment, but if we do clear that 200-day line, it could end the downtrend in the stock and we might finally make it. Stop loss, I suppose, currently back below the 50-day line at 0.22 pence. Stock which I don't think I've covered before, but again, I couldn't really not look at it, so that is a signal of some kind. K3 Business Technologies gapped up through the 50-day line, which is normally the start of a major move or a decent move or a lasting move. And if we can hold above the 50-day moving average and the falling wedge at 71 pence. The target here is the top of that broadening triangle at £1.13. Obviously, it's not a liquid stock, and obviously the spread is going to be probably going to be rather horrific, but that is the technical call. Next stock is Overco Bio. Interesting thing here in the sense that we've had all the had the bear trap, we've had the extended consolidation for months as well. Main thing here probably is to wait for a weekly close above neckline resistance on the daily chart at 15 pence. If we can get that done this week, next week, the target here would be a retest of last year's peak around this time last year at 30 pence plus. Stop loss ideally back below the 50-day moving average at 11.9 pence. Had to look at the next stock, which is Panther Metals. Beautiful spike that we've had here over the last few days. Had a lot of upside already, but 16 pence was the initial target here. The last time I looked at the stock, that's where the saved trend line is. But I think we can probably now upgrade that target up towards 20, 21 pence, given how strong the stock is. Probably that target valid at least while we're holding up above the 10 to 11 pence area. So above 10 to 11, up to 21 pence for Panther Metals. Stock which has had many, many false dawns is Pathfinder Minerals. This may be yet another one of them, but there was a bit of a flurry in the stock yesterday. It's been sold off into so far. But if we can hold above, let's say, the 0.43 area, the 20-day moving average on an end-of-day close and a week close, that would be great, as that was former resistance late last month. If that becomes new support, then we could be on our way to upside. But I think here at least one would want to see a weekly close above the 50-day line at 0.48 before entering the fray, given the rather flaky price action the shares have had in recent months and indeed years. Tertiary Minerals is a late request for the heroes today. I think it's still all about really breaking the 200-day moving average at 0.25 pence on a consistent basis. I suppose there is an uptrend line there from March running at 0.22, so we'd ideally like to see the shares remain above that. If you're a fan of the stock, that would be your buy point. Otherwise, really looking to break that line of resistance and the 200-day line from 0.25. Upwards. If we can do that, then there's maybe the hope of a return to the top of the range at 0.45, but still a bit of work to do there for tertiary at the moment. TriStar has been a stock which has been very volatile and rather difficult to get a handle on. I think things seem to be have improved somewhat, but we're still waiting for an end of day and a week close above the 30 pence level. Which is not only the gap resistance, the top of that gap down in January, but also that former July peak. So end of day close above 30, 31 pence, and then we are then we can at least justifiably look at a top of December price channel target up to 60 pence. Nice crossover there between the 50 and 200 day moving averages last month. So looks as though the bulls are finally on the front foot there. One of the stocks which is getting a lot of chit chat at the moment for various reasons is Trafalgar Property. Still sort of in this sort of range between 0.17 and 0.22. Looking for a break now, really, of 0.22 to give us the bigger target here up to 0.35 at the top of that broadening triangle from July last year. But it looks as though, let's say, 0.15 around the 50-day moving average area is pretty well baked in terms of support. That was also support after the gap as well. So above 0.5, looking for 0.35 on a longer view. 200-day moving average also rising now over the last week. So that should provide positive momentum for the shares. Last couple to look at in this marathon session, Alien Metals is next. Here we've got a situation where upgrading really the technical target, top of the channel from November up to 0.33. We're nearly there now. But if we can get to have a weekly close or end of day close above 0.33, the next level up could be as high as the May 2019 resistance line at 0.5, which would obviously also retest that April peak from last year as well. So looking pretty set fair on Alien Metals. Stop loss there, either last month's intraday peak 0.22 or just below 0.2, which is the floor of the recent flag. Good update and a good contract news today from Verditech. Obviously, we had the rise there for the shares yesterday. The exciting part in terms of the technicals is really the way the stock is now hovering above the previous year high at 13.75. Above that, sorry, at 14.5. Above that, on an end-of-day close basis, looking for further gains over the near term. Initial target there around 23, 24 pence at the top of the April trend channel. Bigger target up to around 27, which is the 2019 resistance line projection. Upside very much in place while we hold above the 20-day line at 12 and a quarter, but looking pretty strong while that, well, you know, the more end-of-day closes or weekly closes above 14.5 pence that we can get over the near term. That's it for me today. Apologies for so many stocks. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.